Hello and welcome to another episode of the Queensland Freemason Podcast. This is episode or podcast number 16, and today I am here sitting with Brother Graham Schultz, and my name is Brother Luke Healan. Would you like to introduce yourself, Graham?
Thanks very much, Luke. I'm the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, based in Brisbane, Australia, and pleasure to be with you again.
Yes, and as indeed, this is our 16th podcast. We're now making a bit of an inroad into building an audience, and I think we passed about 6,500 or nearly 7,000 downloads now, Graham. So,
fantastic.
Certainly getting there. Speaking of downloads and podcast and technology and that things alike, today we'd like to do an episode about masonry and technology and our use of it. We've done a few things in our jurisdiction that are moving us forward in the world of technology, and we'd like to have a chat about those today. And I guess we could start with, we're going to be talking about other Masonic podcasts, some Masonic applications that, Graham, you've been investigating, and perhaps even we'll touch on the fact that we've been doing some of our own education of members about what technology is and how it can be used to better the craft. So recently we ran an internal event for Masons to teach them about social media.
Yeah, so it was an interesting night. Very first brother Harry Zaffer did that at Stone's Corner, the Membership and Marketing Committee of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, which reports to the Board of General Purposes and advises on things like social media and our website and our Facebook page and our Twitter feed and our LinkedIn profile, everything that we've done to try and, you know, improve the membership experience or be out there where new, younger Masons are and looking for information. And that was a good way to get through to some of our members that this is what we're doing and this is what's available and this is what is happening. And I think it's happening right around the world. I know it's happening. It's happening in California for certain. We've just launched our own iPad app, as you know.
Yes.
And we've got our latest magazine, the Freemasons Queensland magazine, available for free on a download app from the iTunes store, and you can download that and read all about Freemasonry in Queensland. The latest magazine is all about what we did for Anzac Day, and a lot of interesting reading as per usual. But you know, another really good iPad app that's doing the rounds is the California Freemasons.
Yeah, the magazine's quite good and interesting. I've taken a look at that, and I think it to some extent inspired us to get out together to do the same sort of thing. So
yeah, and it's doing things like, you know, for them and for us, it's, you know, it's boosting our membership levels. It's using Facebook is increasing people's attendance at events like lodge meetings, and we're talking to people from thousands of miles away.
You know? Yeah, I think this is a really good positive thing for the craft. I might be a nerd, but I also think that some of these ways of engaging with people clearly work, and they clearly are starting to become more interesting for our members too. I was listening to a podcast just yesterday, Graham, called The Life Masonic, which I'll mention in just a second, but I did have a bit of a chuckle about one thing, and that was they mentioned how Grand Lodges don't often hold meetings but in particular jurisdictions, and he mentioned the jurisdiction he was from was based in Chicago, so the state there being about an 8-hour trip from one end to the other, and I had to laugh at that. You might take 4 hours to fly from the top of our state to the bottom of our state in a rather fast plane, so slightly different scale, but we live in a very large jurisdiction. I think from top to bottom, Queensland's probably a couple, 2,500 kilometres nearly or something thereabouts.
I'm going to my Mother Lodge's installation this weekend, and it's a 7-hour drive out to Roma and a 7-hour drive back from Roma to Brisbane.
So that gives some perspective as to why we're not just engaging in our lodges, but online and in many different formats that we haven't done before. So I'll introduce the idea of talking about a podcast, and the first podcast I want to talk about. Some of these podcasts are very different to ours. Before I go into that, they're generally designed for people that are Masons already, but to be quite honest, I found out a lot about Freemasonry through one of them before I became a Mason, so I thought it was worth mentioning a few of them. The first one I'd like to mention is one called Life Masonic. That is put out by the US jurisdiction, the Southern jurisdiction there, and I believe it might be their formal podcast. They're up to podcast number 10 or number 11. They're significantly more detailed than ours in the sense that they're doing full interviews. They're talking about rather complex topics sometimes, but they are introducing the ideas of Masonry to a broad audience, and I think it's worthwhile taking a look at the Life Masonic. We will post some links to these shows as well for those interested in them. And like I said, we don't necessarily think they're suitable for everybody in the sense that you may not find the topics particularly interesting if you're not a Mason, but if you are interested in becoming one, they'll certainly cover material that you might find interesting. So the first one to talk about is Life Masonic. That's put out by the Southern Jurisdiction in the US, the Supreme Council, 33rd degree of ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, as they put it. The second one is a little bit different. It's put out by an individual member, and it's called Ex Oriente, and this is calls themselves the Voice of the Brotherhood. A gentleman called Eric Diamond, he's been a Freemason since 1996, and I've taken quite a bit of time in the past to listen to Eric's podcast, and he's very dedicated. I think he's running up to now about 40 or 50 episodes, so we've got a bit of a way to go for him to catch up to him. Yeah. Again, some of these topics that they do are quite specific and are more designed for internal masonry purposes, but if you go back and have a look through some of their actual material, they've been producing Masonic Education podcast and what that means for them, selling masonry and its treasures, like basically what is masonry all about, who's in the fraternity, what sort of people are attracted to it, and they talk a lot about similar issues that we are. So discussion of what civility is about, the verdict, what happened in a particular jurisdiction in West Virginia. So they're talking about internal business, external business, some esoteric topics, like there's one particular one on the Kabbalah and Masonry. And so if you're interested in learning a great deal about what we do and you have the time to listen to them, I'd suggest all the podcasts we'll talk about today are worth listening to. The other two that I'd mentioned, the third one is The Digital Freemason by Scott Blaskin from King George Lodge. He's not actively producing a podcast anymore, but if you go to kinggeorgelodge.com, you'll actually find his archive of all of them. And when I mentioned that I found a podcast way back when that introduced me to some of the ideas before I became a Mason, I think Scott actually was the one that sort of encouraged me to go out and find out a little bit more about Masonry. And again, we'll provide the links for that. And finally, there's one last one, which is called Whence Came You? Again, probably more a podcast for Masons by Masons, but they're up to episode 50 now as well. So if you go to iTunes or come to our website, you'll actually find a link to all of these again. They cover different topics. Some Masons may actually find the topics quite interesting, and others will wonder why we're talking about it at all and might find the topics too narrow and too focused. Mm. But you have to remember, this is the internet, and it really is a collection of narrowly focused communities to some extent on particular topics, and this is really an example of that. So I'd encourage everybody to have a listen to, if not one of them, a few of them, and see what you think. And there'll be a particular flavour that you'll like, and you'll possibly pick up on listening to it. And to the other four podcasts out there, thank you for making an effort like we are to promote what it is that we do here in the craft.
The other interesting one that I've found over a period of time was by a young Freemason from Canada, who had a blog called Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, which is great. And that documents from when he became first interested in Freemasonry to when he did his third degree. And that's a really good one too. That's an excellent one to have a look at if you're not a Mason, and just to get a bit of background information.
And the reason why these are worth mentioning, these are all men that have approached the topic of Masonry from very different perspectives. You can tell when you listen to these podcasts generally what sort of person that you're listening to and how they're passionate about it and what brought them into the craft and why they're interested in promoting their particular perspective. Also to note about these podcasts, they're not necessarily official or endorsed by us here at the UGLQ, but they are different bits of material that you may find interesting from time to time.
I think it's interesting too that people are using the technology. Like, we've just launched a Facebook page for our lodge at Maroochydore, and we've got 10 of our members signed up straight away in the first day.
Wow.
So people want to use the technology. The technology's there, and we're used to using it, so it doesn't make sense if we're not there in the game, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that until you actually start thinking about the type of applications you can put masonry to, and in terms of digital applications and technology, it's kind of difficult to imagine. But now, in our particular jurisdiction, we've started to make inroads into that. We now seem to have quite a presence on the internet and building a footprint. So I think that's pretty much it for the podcast on masonry and technology. Don't be afraid of it. It's not your enemy, and don't worry if you break it. You can fix it.
Yes, just jump in. Have a go.
That's right. Until next month or till the next podcast, I'll stay on the level. Thanks for listening.